somewhere along the line, there was something definitely wrong.
Yeah.
But he's nothing but a fucking liar to start off with.
Yeah, you did, Mike.
Okay. No, I look at it this way. We can all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And we can straighten it out. And he came here and he says, everything will be fine. He says, I'll look after that the proper way and he will be back in his house.
Okay, look, Jack.
But there's nothing. He took away from what he had, that little bit. And he's got nothing left. He lives from day to day, as far as I'm concerned, which is too bad. As a matter of fact, the other day, I was in the coffee shop and Eli, he was there and he was... walk out. And I'm sure then you hear the odd time, oh yeah, you son of a gun, you got lots of money, you can do anything you want. I said, no, it says no. If I can have all the money I want, if I don't mean what I'm doing, I shouldn't be doing it.
Exactly.
I said, the money part, hey, that's part of it all to me.
Well,
I said, I had $6 pocket, that says, and everybody got coffee. In him, that he was driving your dad around.
No, guard.
When I had my divorce and when all my papers were gone through and everything, and your dad, he had problems with some of the stuff that his old age pension and this and that.
The interest.
If you scounge and you'd be so goddamn cheap that you wouldn't even buy a man a cup of coffee or take him out for a meal. And make it stick, that word. You got to come back in February. And when I pass away, I can please say I've tried my best with him. Right now, he drives pretty good, damn good actually for his age, because he's what, 83 now, eh?
He's gonna be 84.
He comes to the coffee shop and he sits with different people, and he's looking really good, tell you the truth. Right now, I think his health is as good as it ever has been for the last 10 years.
Good.
Health is as good as it ever has been for the last 10 years.
Good.
No, but. And he's always so nice and clean and shaven well, and he's...
He's taking care of himself.
He's taking care of himself right now.
No. While he's on the outside.
I'll put it this way, sooner or later he's going to catch up to him.
Even
see him nowhere, and nobody. Lawrence would have... So he must be hiding for some reason or somehow that he doesn't want no part of anything, and... we'll have to wait and see what it's all. It's too bad that it's all did take place. That should have never should have taken Andy's word. But it's so it's too bad that there's so goddamn many people that think money is everything. Money is not
okay, but it's not gonna.
You know, there's so it's too bad that there's so goddamn many people that think money is everything. Money is nothing.
Okay, but it's not gonna buy him health.
No, it's too bad that there's so goddamn many people that think money is everything. Money is nothing.
Okay.
And your dad is really looking good right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely super looking. I've actually tell you, Drutlin, or Marlene, I have not seen that man as good looking as he is now.
Good.
For the last 2 years.
Good, he's really nice, and he's
well balanced. He walks like a little soldier again.
Yeah.
And he dresses well too. He's well dressed and everything. He's really nice. And he says to everybody, and he's happy as far as that go. It's a part of. But he said to me at one time, and Lawrence was sitting there, but I couldn't seem to get into him to talk alone to him because Lawrence did the wrong with. And otherwise, I would have said a few other things. But I can go in there and do something or try to do something when there's somebody else, because then right off the bat, if it goes to Andy, well, then I get shit from, or at least Andy will be, that fucking Mike's Legos. As far as I'm concerned, Andy, he will never come in my boots as far as that go. If he ever would die unexpectedly, I would order a truckload of cement to make sure that he doesn't come back out of the ground again. Don't say it.
What?
In fact, I looked a while ago here on that picture shot that you sent me one time, and I said, you son of a bitch. You haven't got a fucking hair on your head that's any good. And pardon my language, but yeah. That's how it is.
You didn't hear...
I will look after that part.
You'll look after that part.
I would say, kiss my ass, Andy. I do what I want, and Marlene can do what you want to.
Well,
he knows a little bit more. He knows that he better not tackle me.
Yeah.
If he tackles me, will that cement will come in handy. And here right in front of me, and it says, welcome to the funny farm.
Hey, who do I meet? I was just going to go and drive in. Who do I meet is Andy.
Did you have...
He never even stopped.